Jeffersonville 17, Warsaw 9 after 1. Warsaw 4 of 12 from the field, 1 of 4 from the arc, did not attempt a free throw. Jeffersonville 7 of 13 from the field, 3 of 7 from the arc, 0 of 2 at the line. Rebounding edge to Warsaw 8-7, but Warsaw had 4 turnovers and Jeffersonville just 2. Lady Tiger ball to start the second, headed to the far end. Bricker off the top of the screen. Right side Zartman out there with two fouls. Shoots for three. No good. Rebound to Jeffersonville. Gold with the rebound. Johnson down to the near corner for an A. Up the baseline. Bangs into Bricker. Then runs into Winchester. Play continues. Marble left wing. Cutting is Johnson down the lane. No good. Winchester might have got a piece of that on the way up. She did get the rebound for sure. Bricker weaves her way through traffic, back to a trailing Winchester, 4-3, wide left, no good. Bricker tipped it, couldn't grab it, out of bounds, it's going to roll, and Warsaw's going to get a new possession. Bricker and Wren were down there causing trouble. Eventually, the player from Jeffersonville, Renee, lost the ball out of bounds. Bricker from the deep corner, outside the three-point arc on the baseline. Lobs it out to Zartman, out the top for Winchester. Out of Bricker. Bricker at the top, bounces down to the block. Winchester turns on a double team, right-handed half hook, air ball. Missed everything from 6 feet. Rebound to Gold. Marble up the baseline goes Renee, muscles it up and in. Renee's got 4, it's 19-9. Wren got whacked from behind, foul called. Thought they were not going to call that because the pass made it to Bricker anyway, but they did put ear in the whistle. Marble with her first foul. That's the first foul against Jeffersonville of the quarter. Wren comes out as Leigh Lanepp comes in. And she'll throw it in from right in front of the Jeffersonville coaching staff, minus their coach Taylor Sykes, who spends most of her time down within 2 or 3 feet of the baseline. Bricker, they clear out the right. She takes it in and scores. Bricker finally on the board at 6:45 of the second. Her first 2 points make it 19-11. Jeffersonville, minute 20 into quarter two. Left corner, three on the way by Renee. Weak side rebound, tipped and saved in by Johnson. Johnson works around Winchester. Shot it wildly off the backboard, no good. Chastain the rebound for Warsaw. Pass down court, Zartman back to the basket from the free throw line, threw a jump pass blindly into the corner and threw it right to Johnson for Jeffersonville. Ahead to Marble. Marble finds a cutting Thompson, backs her way into a double team, kicks it across to an open Gold, down to the near corner Johnson. Johnson back out to Gold, now to Marble across the center circle, now to the left side for Renee. 2 minutes gone, second quarter, Jeffersonville leads Warsaw by 8. Johnson between the circles as a screen, takes the screen. Got around 2 defenders, drives in, puts it up, missed it, foul called. That's a high screen and rule. Warsaw hedged it and then stopped. Free throws coming up here for Johnson. Chastain the foul for Warsaw, her first. Johnson, just a 56% free throw shooter, 0 for 2 in the game, 0 for 3 in the game. Bolt right back in for Jeffersonville. Thompson comes out. One more coming up for the senior. And LaKyra puts it up and in. She's got 5 points, 1 out of 4 at the line. It's 20-11 Jeffersonville. Bricker left wing. Trying to spin her way down in, can't. Chastain back out to Bricker. Bricker dribbles across the top of the circle. Right side Zartman, who's out there with 2 fouls. Chastain, left wing Winchester. Starts the middle, stops, then keeps going. It turns the corner and shot it and missed it. And the rebound's grabbed by Johnson. She'll float it up ahead for Renee. Renee pulls up for an 8-footer and made it. And Leigh Krebs calls timeout. It's a full timeout with 5:21 left to go here in the half. Jeffersonville 22, Warsaw 11. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Well, the Leigh Tigers are in trouble. Second quarter, 5:21 left in it, but they're down 22-11 to Jeffersonville with the ball headed to the far end. And right now, nothing's working. The outside shots, the inside shots, none of it. Bricker turns in the lane, almost ran into her own teammate, bounces across the lane to Nepp. Winchester out to Bricker, fakes the three, ran into her teammate. Now Knapp back out to Bricker. Now to Winchester between the circles. Now the right side, bad pass. Taken away, stolen by Marble. Marble races down, stops, shoots, missed it. Rebound tipped. Knapp can't dig it out of there. It's grabbed by Johnson, and they get a reload. Johnson out top to Renee. Now to Marble. Left side to Johnson. She'll dribble across the top. Right now, Warsaw doesn't know what defense they're in. Marble shoots a three, banked it, no good. Chastain has the rebound for the Lady Tigers. Half Warsaw's team was in one defense, half was in another. Winchester, left side, Knapp. Knapp not guarded right now. Zartman, Bricker, wide open, 22-footer, good. Bricker hits a three-pointer. She's got five all this quarter, 22-14. Lady Tigers down by eight, approaching the midpoint of period two. Marble back out top for Gold. Near side, Renee, outside the volleyball line. Back out to Marble, around to Johnson. Johnson up the baseline around Winchester. Banks it in. Johnson with seven. And the inbounds pass is knocked away. We're going to have a held ball, and the arrow is going to belong to Jeffersonville. Winchester could not stop Johnson up the baseline, and then the inbounds pass was stripped away. It's a held ball. The arrow belongs to the Lady Devils, and they've got a chance to improve on what is currently a 10-point lead. Pass the lane, tipped by Knapp, taken away. Winchester with a steal. Ahead to Bricker. Bricker angles left at the three-point arc, brings it back out, surveys the scene. Right side, Leila Knapp. Knapp a couple dribbles out top, now to Zartman. Zartman turns, fakes the handoff, flips it in the corner, Chastain. Chastain across to a wide open Knapp. Up the baseline she goes, foul called. Keziah Renee with her second foul. It's a non-shooting foul and out of bounds to the Lady Tigers. Here comes Aaron McManus into the game for Warsaw. This will be her first action of the day. Chastain will come out. The Lady Tigers also have Cassie Jackson with them here on this trip. Inside they go to Winchester on the block. Lost the ball. Got it back. Lost it again. Taken away. Stolen by Johnson. Johnson races up the near side. Throws it back to Marble. Marble from 30. It's short. And the rebound is going to bound out of bounds and belong to the Lady Tigers. Boatwright did everything she could to keep that in, but she failed. And with 3:04 left, Warsaw's got the ball down by 10. Here approaching halftime. Bricker will walk it through the center circle. They give her plenty of space. She'll drive right to the elbow, spin back to the middle, force it up, it's blocked, and it's taken by Jeffersonville. Here comes Johnson up the middle of the court, ran into Bricker trying to draw a contact. In the corner, left side, Marble, got around two defenders, slipped it across the lane, Boatwright knocked away by McManus and taken away by Winchester from the Lady Tigers. Bricker in transition, McManus back out to Bricker. Josh, top of the circle, gets it to the left elbow to Winchester. Winchester kicks it to the right corner. Bricker, a jab step, back out to Winchester. Makes a head fake and a drive down to the block. Threw it away. Threw it across the lane in traffic. That pass had no chance to get there. In transition, Mason for three. It's good. She had two all season. She's got two here in the first half. It's 27-13. Winchester in transition. Drives again. Got around the corner. Missed it, but a foul called. Winchester doesn't look like her legs have caught up from her battling inside from earlier today. Brooke shoots two, looking for her fifth point. Trying to cut into a 13-point deficit. Free throw up and good. Her average is 16. She had 15 earlier today. One more coming up for the 6-foot junior. It's been a double figures in all 14 games so far this season. That one's up and good, too. Winchester will come out. Neely comes in. Alexis got an extended rest. Hoping to recharge some batteries here. Turn this game back around. Just a little bit of a spurt here before halftime would be emotionally helpful for this Lady Tiger team. Warsaw drops back in a 1-2-2 zone. Now it's Gold. Mason threw it across the lane, threw it right to Leila Knapp. Take it away. in transition. Here comes Neely. Neely across the line, cross-court pass, and Knapp gets run into, and a foul is called. The foul is called on Mason. That's her second. Out of bounds to the Lady Tigers with 1:35 left. Renee will check back in for Mason, who picked up that second foul. And McManus will throw it in. And she gets it into the backcourt to Bricker. This will be one of the lowest scoring halves for the Lady Tigers this season. Bricker dribbling left. Out top for Neely. Neely, ooh, had a backdoor cut for McManus, couldn't get her the ball. And then Neely threw it away. Stolen on the wing by Gold. She'll drive in, and a foul called on them. Layla gets the foul, her first. And Gold needs a minute. And Gold is injured. I thought she just got knocked, the wind knocked out of her. That is not the case. Something's happened to her hand or fingers. She is not writhing in pain, but she is most definitely uncomfortable, at least. She's saying she hit them on the floor. So the teams will meet with their respective coaches while the training staff meets with Lakea Gold. We have 1:17 left in the half. Jeffersonville leads 27-16 here in the consolation game of the Carroll Toomey Tournament. If you weren't with us earlier today, she graduated from Franklin College in 1963, was employed here at Center Grove from 1963 to 2003, served as a PE chair, intramural director, was an assistant athletic director, developed girls' sports here at Center Grove. They did not have girls' basketball or any sports at all until she showed up, and she coached girls' basketball in the first 12 years of its existence here at Center Grove. 12 years of that, plus volleyball, cross-country, and track and field. Free throw up and good by Marble, who came in because Gold could not shoot the free throws on her own. She's in the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame, the Franklin College Hall of Fame, as Marble makes both free throws. 29-16 in favor of Jeffersonville. Neely beats the press. Knapp, right wing out to McManus. To Zartman, left of the key beyond the arc, now to Neely. Neely, left side for Knapp. Out to the top for Zartman. Right side to Bricker. Bricker puts it on the floor to the free throw line, kicks it back out for Neely. Neely with a minute to go in the half. Dribbled into a double team and had the ball taken away. And then Neely got it back at midcourt. Neely looks up ahead. Right side Zartman, a catch and shoot 25-footer. No good. And the rebound tipped out of bounds off of Jeffersonville. It's going to belong to Warsaw again with 43 seconds left in the half. Just nothing's happening here for the Lady Tigers. Just nothing. They get drives to the basket. They either miss the shot or they get the ball stolen. They get open threes, they don't make them. And again, Jeffersonville already has more points in this game than they had the entire first game against Center Grove today. Warsaw has the possession arrow, but they're trailing by 13 with 30 seconds left to go in the half. And it looks like Warsaw is going to play for the last shot. If nothing else, they want to make sure that the Red Devils don't get a possession here before halftime and increase what is a 13-point lead already. Bricker, 13 seconds. Play goes in motion. Out top Winchester, left side to Bricker, 8 seconds. They ran push down, it didn't work. Zartman, 5 seconds, 4. Down to Winchester on the block, kicks it out. Knapp with 3, with 2, with 1. Winchester got it off. No, they did not get it off. Warsaw ran off the last 40 seconds of the half and did not get off a shot, and they trail at halftime 29-16 to Jeffersonville. First half scoring comes your way after this timeout on News Now Warsaw. Halftime here at the Vandermeer Gymnasium at Center Grove High School on the south side of Indianapolis. It is Jeffersonville 29, Warsaw 16 at halftime. First half scoring for the Lady Devils. Elle Marble's got two threes and two free throws for 8 points. She's their leader. Lakyra Johnson's got 7 points. Mackenzie Mason hit two three-pointers, which doubles her three-point total for the season. So she's got 6 points. And Keziah Renee also has six for the Lady Devils. For Warsaw, their big three struggled in the first half. They've got 14 of Warsaw's 16, but Zartman with 1 3-pointer and 3 points. Josh Bricker, a 2 and a 3, 5 points. Brooke Winchester, 2 twos and 2 free throws for 6 points. Kelsey Wren has the other 2 points for the Lady Tigers. It was 17-9 at Jeffersonville after one. They outscored Warsaw 12-7 in the second quarter to go up 29-16 at halftime. We were never tied. We've had 3 lead changes. Again, earlier today, Warsaw lost to Brownsburg 61-59. Center Grove beat this Jefferson-Ville team 72-24. At the Hall of Fame tournament, Columbia City beat Indian Creek 75-69. Jennings County beat Lake Central 60-22. So Columbia City will play in the championship tonight in Newcastle against Jennings County. Northridge won their first game in their own tournament up in Middlebury, but Northwood lost to Merrillville 54-44. And the Wabash tournament is going on this afternoon and this evening as well. Again, it's halftime here at Center Grove, 29-16. Jeffersonville with the lead. The first half stats are brought to you by Oldford Bergen next on News Now Warsaw. Halftime here in Greenwood, Indiana, on the south side of Indy, Center Grove High School, 29-16, Jeffersonville with the lead. First half stats are brought to you by Oldford Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Oldford Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oldfordbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Warsaw in the first half, 6 of 21 shooting from the field. That's 29%. 2 of 8 from three-point range, 2 of 2 at the free throw line. While Jeffersonville, 11 of 23 from the field, that's 48%, 4 of 11 from three-point range, and 3 out of 6 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Jeffersonville, 14 to 11. Turnovers, Jeffersonville was 7 and the Lady Tigers with 10 turnovers in the first half of play. So for the day, at the moment, Warsaw with 19 turnovers in 6 quarters. And that's just too many. And they've not been good turnovers. Again, if you were listening earlier, you heard there was a lot of one-handed passes when one-handed passes weren't necessary. And some of those passes were thrown with the weak hand. And that's a recipe for turnovers and disaster. And when you lose a game by 2 points, even though you only committed 9 turnovers, and those are the kind of passes, it just wasn't sharp, and it cost the Lady Tigers a game. And tonight, it looks like their legs are gone from earlier today, and frankly, it looks like their minds have gone with. You know, when you're tired, you don't think right, and there's a lot of decisions being made on the court that don't make a lot of sense. And that's a lot of what's happened here for the Lady Tigers the first 16 minutes of basketball. Lenny Krebs and his group starting to emerge from the locker room, getting ready for the third quarter of play, trailing 29-16 here to Jeffersonville. We'll come back and start the third after these words on News Now Warsaw.